USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rising Democratic star, proponent of the Me Too movement, and often a fierce critic of President Trump is now accused by at least four women of sexual assault. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman saying he's resigning amid the accusations, though in a statement he says he strongly contests them. They're raised in a story in the New Yorker magazine, co-authored by Jane Meyer.
There are two women in the story who are on the record, and they are speaking out because they really felt it was so important at this point, and they wanted to make sure that other women didn't fall into the same situation with him.
Meyer was speaking on MSNBC. The four women have said the abuse happened while they were romantically involved with Schneiderman. Many expect President Trump will announce that he's pulling the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal when he makes the announcement of what he's doing at 2 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. And this is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Threats posed by eruptions from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano are rising again as emergency officials say earthquakes have been rocking the southeast tip of the Big Island at the rate of 1 an hour. This resident of the residential area already affected says,
"This could be just the end of a community, a good retirement community."
Another fissure opening yesterday in those evacuated Leilani Estates subdivision where lava has destroyed over 24 homes already. 1,700 people who live in that subdivision have been driven from their homes, and authorities say more evacuations nearby may be needed. Voters in four states are heading to the polls today as primary ballots are going to be cast in West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, as well as North Carolina. And the most closely watched race is one for a U.S. Senate seat in West Virginia. Republicans selecting a candidate who will take on the Democratic incumbent Senator Joe Manchin in November's midterm election. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you.
The nation's Attorney General Jeff Sessions making it clear he is standing by tougher immigration policies, saying yesterday during a speaking engagement in San Diego,
"I have put in place a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border."
Saying while he doesn't want to separate families, that any parents who try to smuggle children across the border will face prosecution and separation from their kids. He argued that a failure to enforce immigration laws would be an affront to law-abiding Americans. America's small business owners are slightly more optimistic than they were a month ago when it comes to the U.S. economy. The Small Business Optimism Index for April ticking up just a fraction from the March reading. Small business operators' biggest frustration right now is finding qualified workers. The Labor Department's expected to back that up. It's to release the Jobs Openings Survey for April at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today. And it seems Americans are becoming more comfortable with the idea of owning an electric vehicle. A new survey by AAA finds 20% of Americans think their next car will be electric, and that's a 5% jump from just last year. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.